Welcome back to the No Name Podcast. I'm Jason McKee and my co-host, as usual, perennial pro bowler, Mr. Olin Proops. Olin, a lot of stuff going down in the NFL as we see free agent money flying around, guys signing, guys getting, you know, cut from teams because of they make too much money, they're a cap casualty. But also, we have some more news here in Chicago. More bad news, to say that, to be quite honest, to be brutally honest, more bad news and head scratching and you know, people around Chicagoland pulling out the hair and wondering why. Why? What are we doing? And that's been the thing here for a long time in Chicago, man.
Right, it is. It has been a thing, Jay. And I know fans are frustrated, and it's frustrating to watch. But the guys in charge, it's almost like, you know, when you tell your kids at home, like, you broke it, you fix it. Like, that's what the Bears are thinking. I think, like, George McCaskey and Ted Phillips are probably saying, hey, you guys broke this, you fix it. Because right. Ryan Pace, he's made a lot of bad decisions at the quarterback position since they hired him. It's interesting when you go back and look, really start from the beginning, right? And he came in, he said that it would be smart to take a quarterback every year that you, you know, every year in the draft, it'd be smart to take a quarterback. And yet, J-Mac, he's only taken one in Mitch Trubisky. They haven't tried to develop a young quarterback. Mitch obviously wasn't the guy. That ship has sailed. Obviously, the whole league, if you just saw what Mitch Trubisky signed with the Buffalo Bills, nobody else thinks he's a starter. Mitch Trubisky, on another hand, interesting to me, signs as a backup, which means maybe he doesn't think he's a starter, right?
Right.
Because if I want to be a starter, I'm not going to where Josh Allen is. I'm not going to go on that team and sit behind him. I'm going to give myself a chance to earn a job. So obviously that ship has sailed. You know, if you go all the way back to the beginning, J-Mac, right in the beginning, Ryan Pace gets here in 2015. I know Jay Cutler had a big contract. I know you probably have to keep him that first year, but you didn't have to keep him that second year.
Right.
And he did. Right. So these decisions, then you get Mike Glennon, the Mike Glennon decision. You draft Mitch Trubisky when you let Jay go. You know, Jay Cutler, Hoyer was here. Matt Barkley started some games. This has been a problem now for Ryan Pace's whole tenure, J-Mac. And he is yet to fix it, and he's getting another try at it.
Yeah, and you go back to his quarterback lineage since he's been here. Like you said, you signed Mike Glennon. He's gone the following year, brother. Oh, they released him the following year. Then you trade up in the draft. You pick Mitch in the same draft that Mahomes and Watson was in. And then you come back. You trade your fourth-round pick. You bring in Nick Foles, in which Andy Dalton was a free agent that year, but then you bring Andy Dalton in this year. And let's go beyond the quarterbacks. Let's look at his first-round draft picks as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I went even further. So we can't just blame, you know, just say Ryan Pace has missed just on quarterbacks. He's missed on a lot of draft picks. So 2015, he drafts Kevin White. We know how that turned out. Mm-hmm. 2016, he drafts Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd's best year was last year. Okay. He's not even on the team right now. He had his best year last year with the Rams. 2017, we know what he did. He moved up. He drafted Mitch. Last year, he drafted Roquan. He hit on that one. So right now, he's one for three? He's 1 for 3 in hitting on his first-round draft picks. He hadn't hit on a quarterback. And we look at, you know, okay, the Bears, yes, they did try to go after Russell Wilson. Yes, they gave up a king's ransom. But, hey, almost doesn't count in this business. Mm-mm. It's a production-based business. You don't get points for trying. You don't get a pat on the back for trying. You get rewarded by doing, by productivity. That's how players get paid, brother O. That's it. That's how players get paid. By production, by productivity. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what does that say? They're not doing their job. And right. It's crazy because this is a do or die year for them. And it looks like they're just going down, just sinking like the Titanic, man, unfortunately.
It does. And look, if you look at Ryan Pace and what he's done since he's been here, and we'll go on to Coach Nagy soon, but a player, you know, if you're being honest about the business of the NFL, a player would have been fired with that kind of performance already, right? So, like I said, the only thing that can explain it is, I know there's some conspiracy theories out there. I read them on Twitter. I'm starting to wonder myself. The only thing that can explain it is that they told them, by them I mean Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy, that look, you guys are going to get 3 or 4 more years to fix this. And here's some extensions. And really, That's the only thing that would have made sense to me, J-Mac, if they came out at the end of the year and said, look, we're going to treat these guys like they just got here, that Ryan Pace is a brand new general manager, that Coach Nagy is a brand new head coach. We think they're getting better at their jobs. We think that they're going to learn from their mistakes, and we're giving them another shot at rebuilding this team, because – it sure looks like that's what they're trying to do. And they go and get Andy Dalton. You know, Andy Dalton, you know, not a terrible quarterback, J-Mac, but if you compare it to, okay, Tampa Bay Buccaneers wanted to win the Super Bowl. So they went out and got a guy with 6 Super Bowl rings to change the culture in their locker room, to teach everybody exactly what it takes to get to the Super Bowl, right? And if you hear these guys, you repost something on Twitter, Lavonte David talking about him. Yeah. They're pretty much echoing what everybody is trying to say. Like, what he brings, you can't measure. He changes you into a team. He changes your culture.
Right.
He shows you how to all work together for one goal and win the big game. On the other hand, Andy Dalton is 0-for-4 in playoff games, right? He has 6 interceptions in those playoff games. His team's J-Mac, in the games he started in, because in 2015, I think he broke his thumb and missed a wild card game. But in the other 4 games, his team is averaging under 11 points a game. The Bears' biggest problem is scoring points, right? So they go out and get a guy who's probably efficient. He's smart with protections, good in the West Coast systems, from what I understand. Talk to a coach who coached him. You know, you got to give him short to intermediate passes. He's good at that. He understands protections. You got to have a run game to get big plays when you have Andy Dalton. So the offensive line, again, will be under the microscope when they line up, when they finally line up to play football this year. It's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense when you're watching this. You're wondering what the grand plan is, J-Mac. But I don't know. I really don't know. But you knew, if you just looked at them with a clear eyes and said, okay, what can they do to fix what they have going on right now with the 20th pick of the draft and where they are with the cap and contract situation,
right?
You knew this is where they would end up right now.
Yeah, and you go back to saying, I mean, that's exactly what it's looking like, a rebuild. And, you know, for the veterans in that locker room, you know, as a coach, you're telling your team, look here, we want to win the Super Bowl. That's our ultimate goal. But then you're making moves like this. You know, it's mixed signals. It's mixed messages. How are they a better team than they were last year at this time? They're a lot worse. I mean, your best corner, your best guy in the secondary is gone. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into Akiem Hicks as well. Akiem Hicks is on the trade block, you know, who's one of your dominant figures in that locker room. You know, he's the guy, the alpha male. You know, he's the culture builder, so to speak, in that organization. A guy who now is on the trade block. You know, you didn't want to give Allen Robinson a contract. That's up in limbo right now. He signs his franchise tag. That's something you got to get done. So it's a whole lot of, you know, a whole lot of things going on right now. And you come out in your press conference and say, our ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. But how did you get better?
Right.
You bring in a quarterback that, like you said, what was he, 0-for-4 in his last 4 playoff games? How does that make us better as an offense?
Well, as a team, right? How does that change our culture? How does that get us closer to winning the Super Bowl? You know, when Andy Dalton in Cincinnati, he had Jay Gruden, right? And Jay Gruden eventually became the Washington Washington football team's head football coach, right? So very good offensive coordinator. Then he had Hugh Jackson, who eventually became the Cleveland Browns head football coach, so another very good offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Ken Zampezi moved into the role. They fired him halfway through a year and hired Bill Lazor. He was a quarterback coach. And then, you know, through those Bill Lazor years, even though he had pretty good numbers, J-Mac, if you look at it, they weren't scoring a lot of points. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, obviously they had some injuries. I think one year they ended up last in the league in offense. So, like you said, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, obviously, if you feel like he's the best quarterback out there, fine. But if you just got a bridge quarterback, you already had one in Nick Foles, right?
Right.
So, like we talked about this on the last podcast before we even knew they signed Andy Dalton. You're just taking up a roster spot.
That's it.
You're not teaching, again, if I'm the owner, again, if I'm George McCaskey, I got to go down the hallway and pull up all these guys' press conferences and talk to them about, okay, Ryan Pace, when you got here, you said a quarterback is the most important position. We have to get that fixed. In 6 years, you haven't fixed it. You said you're going to draft a quarterback in every draft. You haven't done that. Coach Nagy, when you got here, you said that the head coach and the quarterback relationship is the most important relationship in the building, mm-hmm. but yours and Mr. Trubisky's relationship deteriorated.
Lip service.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just...
Lip service.
I don't know what... I don't know, like, when you're in charge in that building, J-Mac, I have to ask those questions. I got to go down the hallway and say, okay, how are you going to fix this? I'm going to tell you right now, you don't cut Kyle Fuller and get better at football.
No, you don't.
You don't. You don't cut a guy who hasn't missed a game in 5 years, right? He's only missed 2 games in 6 years.
Right.
Okay? You listen to people talk about him. He's the ultimate professional. He doesn't put his iPad down, I heard, because he watches film, tons of film. He's the guy you need on your team to teach the young guys how to play. Now Jalen Johnson doesn't have a guy on the other side that he can learn about being a pro from. You don't get rid of guys like that and sign guys like Andy Dalton and then look me in the face and say, we are a better football team. We are doing what's best for the Chicago Bears. You are doing what's best for yourself.
Well, look at the whole, let's go back to the secondary, right? Fuller gone. Buster Screen's gone. You're starting nickelback. You got a rookie now. Your rookie is the leader in the secondary right now, besides Eddie Jackson. All right. So, and then going back on, like you said, you haven't drafted a quarterback in the draft. Now, if I'm a GM, I'm drafting a quarterback, not so to speak, in the first round, but I'm going to draft a quarterback in round somewhere, you know, in the later round. So that way, like you said, the development can take place. Tom Brady drafted in the 6th round. They didn't know Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady developed into Tom Brady because they developed him. You got to have guys there that you can develop. Tyler Brady's been there for how many years? I don't even know. Hasn't even touched the field. So
this is the way.
Therefore, they don't see. They're not confident. They're not confident in Tyler Brady. If you know Tyler Brady's not a guy who could eventually can come in and help you at quarterback, then you got to bring somebody else in. Mm-hmm. That's a part of what that coach stuff has to do.
Yeah.
They got to develop. The quarterback's coach's job is to develop quarterbacks, not just the starter, but right. You got to develop the backup and then the guy on practice squad, because that starter eventually is going to get hurt. So that backup's going to have to play. And then eventually, if you have a guy that you're confident in enough in, he could eventually, you know, step into that role if he's good enough, if that development takes place. Like I said, all that press conference, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That's lip service. It's a results-based business. Players are judged on productivity and results. And for whatever reason, the higher-ups aren't being judged upon that. And like you said, it's looking like a rebuild. And for Bears fans, it's sad because if Pace and Nagy are here beyond this year with the same results that we had last year, and it's probably and it's looking like it's going to be worse with the moves that they made, mm-hmm. and they're here, I feel bad for Bears fans. We're going to be on the bottom tier of our division, but let alone the league for a while.
Yeah, and they're only out, and we've talked about this on other podcasts. They're only out is to develop their young players and get these guys to take another step. James Daniels, Darnell Mooney,
yeah.
Cole Kmet, Cody Whitehair is still a young player that can take another step. Sam Mustafa, get these guys. Eddie Goldman has to develop. You know, yeah. If we go to the other side of the ball now, that defense, if Akeem Hicks does get traded, like they're talking about, and I don't know enough about Akeem Hicks. I know he's getting older. He is a dominant force when healthy. We all know that.
Yes, he is.
And he's, when you watch the film, he is the heartbeat of that defense. What I mean is, when a fight breaks out, he's in the middle of it.
Right,
and by a fight, I don't mean like when a football game breaks out in the middle of the fight, he's ready for
it.
And he's kind of the heartbeat of that team. I know Khalil Mack will miss him. You know, that Quinn contract is going to haunt them. They're going to have to get a lot more out of him. But, okay, other than that, Jay Rogers is gone, the coach, the D-line coach, who got a lot of productivity out of a lot of guys, right? Mm-hmm. Roy Robinson Harris, he developed, got a big contract from the Jaguars, yep. Right? Mario Edwards just got paid. That's from being under Rogers,
yep.
Right? Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols. This is the guy that this guy's developed all of these young players. So now they got a new D-line coach in Rumpf. They got a new defensive coordinator in Sean Desai. There's a, you know, Sean Desai, really, if you take a look at the offense right now, as it stands before they get draft picks and free agents, hopefully they make moves. Sean Desai is the most important guy in that building. He's the guy. That defense is what's going to have to save people's jobs, right? And that pass rush is going to have to be ferocious. Quinn and Khalil Mack are going to have big years. Eddie Goldman, if they take Hicks out of there, and Bilal Nichols, they're going to have to take a huge step, J-Mac. So there's so many questions surrounding this team, Jay. And when you went into the offseason and first looked at their roster, you knew that. Right. You knew that, and you're waiting to see what their move was. And their first move was Andy Dalton. And that was a disappointing.
I mean, going back to the defense, and what you're saying is the defense obviously has to save the team. That's been that way for the last few years. It was like that last year.
Since 1990,
2000, 2001. Right. Let's be honest. I mean, it's bad for the defensive guys to come off the field. They can't even get a sip of Gatorade and have to run back out there. They're gassed, man. They're gassed because offensively, you can't sustain a drive.
Right.
You can't put points on the board. We just recently, thank goodness, they re-signed Cairo Santos. Now we can put 3 points on the board. But before that was a struggle too. And, you know, for a defense to be on that field to take more snaps in an offense, no matter who you got on that side of the ball, no matter the star power, guys are going to wear down. Mm-hmm. They're going to break down. They can't sustain it. They can't sustain it, and that's the problem that we've had here in Chicago year after year after year, and it falls back to one side of the ball.
It does, man, and they've tried to fix the offensive side through the draft. We haven't even talked about Adam Shaheen. We talked about him in a podcast before, but he didn't get developed. He ended up in Miami, right? They gave Trey Burton a bunch of money. Allen Robinson, he just signed his franchise tag, so he's in. You know, they haven't taken a young tackle in a long time to develop and get him into the mix. Bobby Massey has been released. They just resigned Jermaine Ifedi, who did all right at right tackle at the end of the year. Obviously, we talked about with Matt Bowen, sometimes it all depends on who you're playing when you're playing well or not, right? So we're going to have to see him against tougher competition. A lot of pressure again on Juan Castillo. We'll see what kind of resources they put into that offensive line, right? Again, they keep trying to talk about fixing positions that I don't see a lot of resources going into. Now, the quarterback position, they have put a lot of resources into them. It's just been the wrong resources, right, J-Mac?
They missed.
And you talked about, okay, since they said, okay, we're going to fix the quarterback position. We're going to hire Coach Nagy. Coach Nagy hires Heffrick. He keeps Dave Ragone on staff. That's three quarterback coaches. They bring in Brad Childress to help them out. That's another quarterback coach.
Right.
Then they fire those guys. Then they bring in DeFilippo. Then they bring in Laser. Now they hire Henry Burris. J-Mac. When I play, man, I wish I had five center coaches. maybe they could call you. Maybe they need a fullback coach and a center coach, because maybe they're going the wrong direction, because these guys have not fixed the quarterback position no matter how hard they've tried.
Yeah, it's sad when you have, you know, and it's not like you don't have the resources. You know, there's dozens of scouts. There's guys in the front office. All these guys are just watching, crunching tape, watching film, crunching numbers, you know, evaluating guys year round, so to speak, not just in college, but around the league for guys who may be possible free agents. And for whatever reason, I just feel like, you know, the Bears, like, we're haunted at the quarterback position. And you can even go back during our time. I don't know how many quarterbacks we played with. You played with more. You were in Chicago longer than I was, but I know I played with a ton. It seemed like, you know, every time we were in the huddle, it was a different quarterback. And, you know, and it's tough for an offense to get a rhythm, but let alone get a rhythm, but to have confidence in that leader. The quarterback position is the leader. You are the leader. You're thrust into a leadership role, whether you want it or not. And, you know, you go back to I don't know if people have a chance to look on Twitter. Look at Levante David's interview when he talks about Tom Brady. He said Tom Brady called every individual on that Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster, called each and every one of them and said, hey, look, treat me like one of the guys. I'm one of the guys. He said, you guys at practice, I want you guys to talk trash to me. I want to hang out. I'm one of the guys. That's how this thing works. Now, I'm not going to mention any names, but Did you ever receive a call from a quarterback that came in Chicago? I never received no call from any quarterback saying, hey, treat me like one of the guys.
No, you know, Kate McNown called me one time and was like, what are you doing? Oh, and I was at home, you know, in my younger days, I wasn't that friendly. And he is like, you know, catch a movie. I was like, no, I don't go to movies. But that was the only phone call I ever got. But, you know, it's just like we're talking about, right? Like if you're looking to change your organization, and I don't think Dalton's a bad football player, but if you're looking to change your organization, change your culture up. And become, we talked about, and we'll keep going on further on more podcasts, what it actually takes to win a Super Bowl. And we started that on our last podcast, breaking down Super Bowl teams, breaking down outliers, who won a Super Bowl without a great Hall of Fame quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then you need a guy who's done it, who's winning a lot. This guy's going in his 10th year. He hasn't won a playoff game, played for the Bengals, who didn't win a playoff game.
Right.
Didn't go last year with the Cowboys after Dak Prescott got hurt. With all that talent he had there in Dallas, didn't play really well. I'm just confused by what you get out of this signing. I'm just confused by what you're actually trying to accomplish. Now, we haven't gone through it yet, but one thing I know you've talked about a lot, Jay Mack, and it's to hear your thoughts on this, is you think that they're probably thinking about getting a quarterback in the draft, a young guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it looked like it's setting up to be. I mean, will Nick Foles be there? You know, I don't see Nick Foles being here as a backup. You look at how everything's playing out. Now Akeem Hicks is on the trade block, putting that bait out there for other teams. And we talked about it, brother. If you look at the teams who's picking in the top 10, if we can go down the list, and you start off with Jacksonville, where they're going to draft Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You look at the Jets. They need a quarterback. You look at the Dolphins. They got Tua. All right. Atlanta needs a quarterback. Matt Ryan's getting long in the tooth. They need a quarterback. Cincinnati, they're set. They got Joe Burrow, who's coming back off an injury, but they got Joe Burrow. He played really well last year for Cincinnati. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles. They got Jalen Hurts. They're going to put weapons around Jalen Hurts to help make him successful. They're probably not going to draft a quarterback. The Lions, they just got Jared Goff. Go to the Panthers. The Panthers need a quarterback. They have Teddy Bridgewater, but they're probably going to be looking at a quarterback. The Denver Broncos aren't happy with Drew Lock. He may not be there. They're going to be looking at a quarterback. And then at number 10, the Dallas Cowboys, who just paid Dak, they just gave Dak Prescott a Brinks truck, so they don't need a quarterback. So you look at the Bears sitting at 20, and you look at the quarterbacks who may be available. Zach Wilson's going to be gone. Like I said, Trevor Lawrence is going to be gone. Trey Lance will probably be gone. Who's next in line? Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. You trade up to get a Mac Jones. You were just about to give the Seattle Seahawks 3 first-round picks, a third, and 2 starters, which they didn't name, but it was rumored to be Khalil Mack involved in that trade. So, you know, they're willing to do some willing and dealing. So what are you going to do to move up if you see a quarterback who you envision could be your next franchise quarterback and having Andy Dalton as the bridge guy? That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is, when you go through all of it and take a look at it, even when you go through those teams, J-Mac, and it hits me right away that if I'm the Eagles, or even with Jalen Hurts, or I'm the Lions with Goff, I'm still thinking about a young quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Because
yeah,
those guys, they're not, you don't know. You just don't know. So obviously you give Jalen Hurts a chance to win that job, but you're like the Bears, you're always trying to answer that question at quarterback. But here's the thing, right? The Bears package all those picks, jump up and get a quarterback maybe. Then there goes their offensive line answers again, right? There goes, you know, they missed it on Trent Williams, who got, you know, let me take a look here. I wrote it down just so I don't forget it. He got 6 years, $138 million. He'll be 33 years old. It probably turns out to be a 3-year, $60 million contract. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they don't get Trent Williams at left tackle. And again, you're in the same spot, right? You got a young quarterback like Mitch Trubisky. That maybe or maybe not, if the offensive linemen don't take a step or you get a few injuries, you're struggling a little bit at offensive line. You're looking for answers there. The problem is there's so many questions to what's wrong with the Chicago Bears and where they're going to get their production from. And really, it's starting to look like on both sides of the ball, because the defense didn't play really well last year after the bye week. Anytime they faced the Packers, went up and down the field on them, put up points. I think for one stretch, three-game stretch, they were giving up almost 30 points a game at one point. There were no turnovers, right? Now they got a brand-new defensive coordinator. They just got rid of their best, I think their second-best player, a cornerback, a pros pro. You know, the salary cap guys there, they restructured Kyle Fuller's deal and put themselves in a bad spot where they'd have to cut him. Right. If Kyle didn't want to restructure his deal again, or you didn't give him a good deal, so why wouldn't Kyle force his way onto the open market and see what's out there?
Right.
Right? I mean, you did that to yourself. Again, where is George McCaskey? Where is Ted Phillips? Why aren't they asking questions of these guys? How are you in such a bad spot? Coach Nagy keeps saying he's looking for the why. Well, I'm going to go up there, put a big mirror up, stand him and Ryan Pace in front of the mirror and put the why on the mirror.
Thank you.
It's you two guys.
Thank you.
You're the why. It's your decisions, right? Thank you. It's like saying, it's like, okay, when a young head coach and a young general manager sit in a room, okay, and this guy is my friend, but I will tell you this, he is one hell of a ball coach. When you sit in a room and you look at each other and say, you know how we'll get better at playing offensive line, you know how we'll get better on at football? We'll fire Harry Hiestad.
I was going there.
You right? Right? Yeah. I mean, J-Mac.
It's ridiculous.
There's nobody in the football world who would come to that conclusion except for these two guys.
Yeah.
Right? So how many bad choices in a row do you let them make before you start to ask yourself, what in the hell are we doing up here? And you have to have somebody in that room challenging every thought that they have. Every thought they have has to be challenged.
No accountability.
None.
They want to place blame on everybody else, everything else. But like you said, get that big mirror and put it in the office.
The why.
And the why. And look at yourself. Evaluate yourself.
I'm going to put a 100-foot mirror in Hallis Hall and put above it the why. That way, when everybody walks in, you don't have to look for the why. You're the reason we suck. Yep. You are. You're the reason. So what is your plan to fix this? And right now, I think that's a frustration with the Chicago Bears fan base, because obviously we don't get to hear from Ryan Pace. And when you do, he says a whole lot of nothing, which is fine. That's just what happens.
Right.
Coach Nagy the same way.
Coach speak.
But that really, when we're waiting for solutions, that's the first solution we saw. And then it was followed up by releasing your best cornerback.
Right. The plan we've been talking about. This is the plan. XYZ. The plan XYZ. Release your best corner. Put one of your best defensive linemen on the trade block. Bring in the red rifle to solve your quarterback problems. And then don't give your number one option in the passing game a new contract. That's the plan that we see right now. That's the plan that's being presented. Our plan.
I was thinking about Brandon Staley down there in Los Angeles for the Chargers. And I was thinking about that defense with Kyle Fuller and Akeem Hicks lying up next to Joey Bosa, right? And Jay Rogers is down there too. And I was thinking, man, that would be a scary unit. We don't know about Akeem Hicks's health. Now,
right.
Kyle Fuller was a healthy young guy playing at an extremely high level, good zone cornerback, really tough, comes downhill, sets a tail. Anyway, I don't see how you get better. I know that he had a $20 million cap number.
Right.
When people argue with me about that, I tell them the Bears did that to themselves, right? Because they restructured his deal after the Packers backloaded it, because you put the transition tag on him and they offered him a contract. So you got stuck with this. But anyway, eventually, like we talked about with that mirror, eventually all these things that happen to you, there's always a way to explain them, J-Mac, right? There's always a way to say, well, yeah, you know, I mean, but so, you know, they were just in a bad spot, or what would you have done? No. My guy Lawrence Holmes was on the score and he laid down the law on people.
It was perfect.
He said it perfectly.
Our guy David Kaplan said it right.
David Kaplan, Lawrence Holmes, these guys are, you know, first of all, they're Bears fans, know them personally.
Passionate
fans, man. And they said, stop making excuses.
Yeah.
Stop going out there and telling the national media what you offered for Russell Wilson. Stop all of that.
You don't get an A for effort?
No, you don't. You don't. I wish I did. I'd still be playing.
That's like saying, you know what, coach? I tried to catch the ball. Yeah, but you dropped a touchdown. I know, but I tried. All right, we're going to give you a plus. We're going to give you a grade. We're going to grade you out as a winner on that play right there because you tried to catch the ball, but you didn't. But since you tried, we're going to give you a grade as a winner. This is the NFL. This is a grown man's game. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the business of all businesses. And if you're not producing, and you're the GM, right? You run all the football operations. If your team is continually every year at the bottom of the barrel, and you're making questionable move after questionable move, you're not hitting on draft picks, you haven't brought in a quarterback like you said you were, where's the accountability? Where's the accountability, brother? We need to go. Matter of fact, let's go to Home Depot. Let's get the biggest mirror we can find. Let's go take it up there, man.
Oh, we'll put it on. We'll get the helicopter, the why. And listen, so Bob Wiley, J-Mac, we'll end here. Bob Wiley said, Paul Brown said, told Dick LeBeau, don't tell them, teach them, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay. I want to end, try to end as positive as we can end with the Chicago Bears. Okay. So here it is. Us trying to teach them. You got young guys in that building, right? This is your only chance. Mm-hmm. This is it. Mm-hmm. Take all your attention and you have to develop them. You have a nutritionist. You have a strength coach. You have a trainer. You have coaches. So by definition, you have someone working on their strength, someone working on their nutrition, and someone working on their skill of their craft. These players should be getting better. And let's be honest with all the listeners, J-Mac. These people all make, in the NFL buildings,
right,
make really good money.
Right. Can we tell the nutritionists, can they eat W's like Jameis Winston did? We need to eat some W's, man. They need to hire Jameis Winston as a nutritionist. We need to eat some W's.
You're not ready for the positive talk yet, I see.
No.
I'm trying my best, man. I'm trying to turn.
If we're talking about nutritionists, I'm going to keep it real. If we're talking about nutritionists and we're talking about eating, we need to eat some W's like Jameis Winston said. Because I'm tired of turning I'm tired of turning on the game every single Sunday, Brother O, and we see the same thing over and over and over again, and then you say, hey, well, look,
I know those guys.
As a Bears fan, you say, hey, look, well, there's always next year, but the year hasn't even started
this
yet. Look where we're at right now.
I know those guys, okay? I know all the guys we named are making a few more bucks in the $15 an hour they offered me.
And then they offer you, you got the best O-line coach in the business sitting right next to me doing podcasts that can help you. And you offer my guy $15
I like
an
this.
Hour.
I like I'm the done. Podcast I'm with done, you, J-Mac. Better.
No, when I don't you think, told me that I'm done. I'm
I don't
done.
I don't think those guys at Hallis Hall could handle me if I'm I showed
done.
Up. I don't do the whole collaboration thing.
Man, I'm done. Because you're going to keep it real. You're not going to get O-lineman misses a block. You're going to hold them accountable. I misses a block. You wanted to choke me in the huddle. But that's how we were, though. That's how we were. It was accountability. We didn't. The difference is, and I just think it's this era. The difference is, and we talked about it when T. Jones was on our podcast. We held ourselves more accountable. Is that a word? Accountability, whatever. We were more
with
accountable
me,
to
with
ourselves.
Me, I just got to kind of know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I put it in the context of the sentence, and I say, okay, that's what J-Mag meant.
You right? You know what I mean,
right?
Man.
Yeah. If you're here for grammar, you came to the wrong podcast.
You're on the wrong one. But we're going to give it to you real, though.
Real, yeah.
And this is the thing. We held ourselves to a higher standard than any coach that we had in our building could. Mm-hmm. Because I knew, like I said before, if I missed a block, I was pissed because I knew Thomas Jones could have maybe sprung that for more yards. We held ourselves accountable. Where is the accountability? If there's no accountability in the front office, how is that going to trickle down into the locker room? It doesn't. It doesn't. We're eating L's instead of eating W's.
We are. We're eating a ton of L's, J-Mac. You know, they got a long way to go to rebuild this team. They got to start with, you know, they got to start with, I don't know. They just have to start with being honest, first of all, to their fans and just say, look, we are starting over here. We got a brand new defensive coordinator. We got a brand new quarterback. We don't even know who our cornerback's going to be out there on the left side of our defense. So they got a long way to go, J-Mac, man, and hopefully they start soon.
Yeah, it was a good show. We want to thank everybody for listening to today's show. I'm Jace McKee, former Pro Bowler, my host, Mr. Olin Krutz, always giving you the best sports talk that we can, unfiltered, our way. Always, please share our podcast with all your friends, your family, your neighbors. You know, if you love the game of football, also make sure you hit the subscribe button to this podcast on whatever platform you listen to us on. And if you want, give us a review. Hopefully it's a 5-star rating.
Give us any review. We'll take it.
We'll take the comments review. We're always looking to improve our show and give the listeners, you know, what you want to hear. So this is No Name Podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us, and make sure you tune in next time. We love Chicago. You guys take care.
And we want to end with this because we're consistent. Andy Dalton is a 3-time Pro Bowl alternate.